please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OJ just making a video about Don't Go Full Retard. Well, let's go. Yes, like in the movie Tropic Thunder, you don't go full retard. Why, you ask? Because then you do stupid shit.
What do you mean, you say?
Well, glad you asked. Let me bring it up. Yes, this little gem comes from the UK. Yes, it's from the Mirror. It says, woman smeared feces. I guess they can't spell feces over there, but whatever. Over nursery walls and climbed in clinical waste for comfort. What, for comfort food? Oh, yeah, he was getting some of that creamy peanut butter, rubbing it all over the place, and then he goes for dessert in the dumpster. Yum, yum. Give me some. It's Abby Taylor. I wonder if this person's related to Steven Taylor. Was it Tyler? Who cares, right? They're all weirdos. Anywho, from South Shields. Ooh, Shields? Cool. South Tennessee? Tyneside? Whatever the hell that is. Admitting dumping bags of dirty nappies. Those are diapers, I guess? In the UK? What they call them? I guess? At nurseries, as well as stealing clinical waste bags. With a court hearing, she could also sleep in bins for comfort. What do you mean, comfort? I guess we'll find out soon enough, right? Okay, and it looks like this came from April 15th, tax day in the United States. And let's look at this lovely lady. Oh yes, Abby Taylor admitted dumping bags of dirty nappies at nurseries. Oh yeah, she's very beautiful. It just made my penis get hard. Oh yes, very beautiful. Do you want to become one with this person? Yum, 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 right? Well, anyways, let's continue with the story, right? A woman. Yeah, woman. Yes, very lovely woman indeed, right, fellas? Smeared feces on milk bottles and the walls of a nursery. Feces on milk bottles and the walls? What the fuck? Wow, what kind of hieroglyphics were you painting? Or were they cave paintings? I don't know. This is a nursery, so I guess they'll be nursery paintings. Oh, well, let's see what else. And it says, and climbed in clinical waste bins for comfort. Is that really comforting? I guess. A court heard. Oh, yeah, I heard this. No, I haven't. What the hell's wrong with you? You lady? Yeah? Lady? Right? Okay. Abby Taylor must have horrified parents, said a judge at Newcastle Crown Court. Oh, yeah, you see this creature come out of the woodwork. And yikes, this will replace the whale from my nightmares, right? Yeah, this Jeepers Creepers looking creature, right? But anyways, the 46-year-old from New Market Walk, South Shields, South Tennessee, who the court heard identifies and was referred to by all courts as a woman, has pleaded guilty to 3 counts of dumping bags of toxic materials, nappies containing human waste, at nurseries in a local area, or in the local area. Woo, fun times, right? The defendant also admitted stealing clinical waste bags from one of the businesses and breaching a criminal behavior order previously imposed by Nottinghamshire magistrates court by being within 10 meters of a nursery without reasonable excuse. Nursery, does that mean like daycare? So this guy can be around kids? Fuck. It be what it be, yo. The court was told Taylor's Facebook profile referred to being an adult baby diaper lover. Okay. This guy, this lady, is also into being a goo baby, wearing diapers and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, you go woke, you go broke, right? Just saying. Jane Foley, prosecuting said staff at a nursery in Clayton, noticed nappies that had been dumped on the premises, and in May of 2023, a female member staff saw Taylor exiting from one of these waste bins. She saw a pair of legs climb out from inside of the bin and run out. The prosecutor said, "Ooh, yes, you see this weirdo just pop out." The manager at a South Shields nursery reported seeing someone rooting around inside one of the clinical waste bins in January 2023, the court heard. The staff member was shocked and Taylor ran away. Miss Foley said, "Yes, I'm sure she says a lot of shit, right?" Staff at a nursery in Jarrow initially believed a rival business might be dumping waste on their premises, the court heard, when they found up to 50 sold nappies on site. Damn, that's a lot of toilet paper or diapers, I guess they are. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's gross. Excrement was smeared on milk bottles and fire escape, Miss Foley said. Yes, this person's getting all the crap from these soiled underwear diaper thingies or whatever the hell they are, and he starts doing finger painting on milk bottles and fire escapes. Man, this person is just screwed up in the head, right? Well, she thinks that she is a she and could do cave art or whatever the hell, but whatever. Nottinghamshire magistrates imposed a 3-year criminal and behavior order preventing Taylor from going within 100 meters of nurseries after she was convicted of causing harassment, alarm, or distress at a local care provider. Yes. Taylor was interviewed after that incident and admitted going into the bin to sleep and find comfort. Yeah, what kind of comfort are you going to find in a dumpster full of diapers and poo and God knows what other crap? But this person's full of degeneracy, so why not, right? The court was told of similar previous incidents going back to 2019. So yeah, this guy has priors, so yeah, better be careful. Better watch for him under your bed tonight. A victim statement read on behalf of one nursery boss. What the fuck's a nursery boss? I guess a supervisor or something? I guess. Whatever. Said that the behavior was really unsettling. Oh, you think? Adding you never knew what you were going to find. Yeah, just like in Forrest Gump, Mama said life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get. And in this box of chocolate, it's a dumpster and it's full of weirdos. Yay! Oh yeah, incidentally, Tom Hanks, he's a weirdo too. Supposedly he likes little kids. Supposedly. I don't know if it's true or not, but whatever. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. But I'm not this guy, so that's on your conscience, homie. Businesses had suffered as a result of having to pay to improve security measures, the court was told. Well, yeah, you have some creep popping out like some kind of perverted jack-in-the-box? Come on, nobody wants that shit. Ms. Foley said Taylor had flagrantly disregarded the law. Recorded Richard Herman said he had seen photographs of the excrement on the milk bottles and the nappies thrown around the car parks at times when parents must have been going to drop off their babies or toddlers. Yes, that's something to see. Here, kitty, go here, go play with the other kids. And there's this creep coming out.
Hey, little boy, you want to see a little dead body?
No, thank you, guy. Bye-bye.
It must have been absolutely horrifying to leave their children in that environment and go off to work, he said.
Yes, you drop off your kids in daycare and you have a creep homeless person pop out and try to pervert your children. Yes, how fun is that, right? Yeah, over there across the pond, you say bad things and they try to arrest you. Yes, I'm sure the stuff that is saying over there would be considered hate speech. Well, certain people here think what I'm saying is hate speech. Look at YouTube, there's certain things you can say, but whatever, it is what it is.
The judge also considered the impact on nursery staff, saying it made them anxious, uncomfortable, unhappy going to work for months on end, not knowing what they were going to find.
Oh yes, I know what they were going to find. They're going to find some weirdo creep popping out trying to pervert kids. Enjoy!
Staff at one nursery was so concerned they went and perished when going outside to put soiled waste into bins. So yeah, this guy is like Oscar the Grouch living in dumpsters taking the trash. But not good, right? Nick Lane defending said the case was highly unusual, adding, well, of course it's unusual. Miss Taylor accepts going to child care settings and entering the bins ... in order to gain comfort. What the hell do you mean by comfort? I wonder how that word being used, in what context? Please let me know, because that could solve a lot of problems. Just saying. He said the defendant had experienced trauma earlier in life, adding, it seems through age regression, Miss Taylor says she found her release, her coping mechanism, Recorder Herman. Okay. Acknowledged Taylor's troubled childhood, saying Taylor has a very unfortunate history. Yes, everybody got bad histories, but the thing is what you do after that. You don't let your trauma get the better of you. I know I had trauma in my past, but you know, I dealt with it too, but you know, it is what it is. People deal with pain differently. And this guy did it with poo-poo. I don't do it poo-poo, I'm doing it with videos. Yeah, I guess we're all different, right? Mr. Lane said Taylor explained that she had no sexual interest in children. Okay, just playing with feces, right? And some people with a fetish for nappies were yearning for an innocent, simpler, more carefree time. What the hell does playing with used diapers have to do with having a carefree life? The thing is that people need to find more healthier outlets for their trauma. You should have done things differently than playing with people's turds. Yeah, you should at least try to like help people, try to do other things. But no, this doesn't do anything productive. On quite the contrary, you're actually hurting people. But you don't care because it's all about you, right? Lady? Person? Dude? I don't know. Mr. Lane said Taylor was born male but identified as female, adding, it is important to observe that this is not a recent development because that is a concern that has been in public area for some time. Yeah, so people are being degenerates and they're letting their mental illness affect them. And it's starting to turn into bad things. I know gender dysphoria is not a thing. They took that off as a mental disorder. But, you know, things are pointing otherwise, right? Or am I the one that's being stupid? I don't know. The first recorded reference to this within the medical records goes back to 1993, he said. It defined as a woman would increase Taylor's vulnerability if she was jailed. Well, then you maybe shouldn't break the law, right? They say, if you can pay the time, don't do the crime. Or something like that, right? But what do I know? Because I'm stupid, huh? Mr. Lane said Taylor is in a relationship with a woman who she helps to live independently. What the fuck? So, Ms. Taylor or him, Mr. Taylor, Ms. Taylor, whatever, is in a relationship with a chick that... that he takes care of. So you're like a caregiver and you're taking care of an orderly that you're dating, and you go out moonlighting as a creep degenerate playing with turds as an artist or something. Like, what's wrong with you, pal? Just saying. Recorder Herman adjourned the sentence until Thursday and granted Taylor conditional bail. Why the hell is this Recorder Herman, dude? Is this person the judge or something? I don't know what's the legal things over there in the United Kingdom, but if this guy is a judge or whatever, he's a fucking retard. Why are you gonna give this guy a sentence? Why aren't you throwing the book at him? Or her. Whatever this person is. Yeah. Well, I don't know. For me personally, someone that's doing things with turds and hiding in dumpsters like a creep, that's going to be raising some major red flags. I think this person should be at least under observation for the time being, but what do I know? I'm stupid, right?
Well, anyways, I gotta go to sleep. It's already tired, and I don't know if I'm gonna put this out tonight or in the morning because I'm already tired and I'm just drained. Well, hopefully you guys are kicking ass. I know I am. I did some good stuff at work, and I think I might be getting promoted, or at least I'm getting more responsibility. So hopefully you're kicking ass in life and everything's lining up. It looks like with me, little by little, it's starting to line up. So you guys better kick ass. Let's go together to the promised land, right? Because here, fucking sucks. Just look at this article. Yikes. Well, goodbye. Oh yeah, people from UK, this is the shit that you guys are paying for. Enjoy. If you don't, you know what to do. Bye-bye. Thank you.